is Phoenix FM.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:32 and we've got live music in the studio. And I'm joined by Rich Clifford and the Young Ones, which is Julian Rich Clifford and vocals. And it's Ernie on lead guitar. And the guys were here back in April. They've got a gig coming up on the 11th of July, which is going to be at the Bardswell Social Club, which, as you know, is a fantastic live music venue. So hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was so well rehearsed. How are you both doing?
Extremely well, apart from one little incident on the road coming down through Brentwood. There was a very aggressive car driver that wanted to beat me up, really.
Really?
Yes, yes.
And what did you do? Did you cut... Not in Brentwood. Don't cut people up in Brentwood.
No, I never brushed my teeth this morning, so I think that kind of put him at bay, really.
Did you smile out the window? My dad used to do it. My dad used to drive quite badly sometimes as he got older, and if he cut somebody up, he'd just wave and smile if they got angry, because it annoyed them more.
He pulled into the car park behind me, and I thought, oh, crikey, this is going to get really horrible, but
yeah.
I was worried about him. Then he went all flustered and red, and then I thought we had a chat and everything, and he wanted to do a little bit more than that, but I just walked away, frankly.
What do you mean? Why was he so upset about pulling into the Brentwood Centre?
Well, is there a refuse collection point as you come in?
Yes, there is, yeah.
And he was taking some stuff in there.
Oh, right.
And I thought he was following me, but then we spoke, and he wanted to hit me.
Oh. And welcome then, to Brentwood.
And then Ernie realised it was me.
No, he's much younger than you.
Oh, how rude. Now, guys, before we talk about the band, just in case people didn't hear the interview from April, just tell us both how you started off in music, how old you were when you first got involved in music.
Ah, right, 14, and before the days that proper Fender Strats were in the country, and heard Apache, and thought, wow, what is that sound? And that's when we got involved there and saw a red guitar, a really cheap one.
Mm.
And then, of course, you couldn't buy proper American guitars at the time, and then Cliff and the Shads hit the charts, didn't they, with Move It and stuff like that, and it just all took off.
And it's fantastic. A really distinctive, I was going to say, because being a guitarist, that sound is very distinctive. How easy is it to get that sound? Was it back in the day, was it very difficult, and is it easier to get the sound now? Because it's a style of guitarist, isn't it? It's quite difficult sometimes.
You can get the sound now because I've got to qualify this, because when you hear Apache, it's still held up. That original 45 is still held up as the definitive benchmark.
Mm.
And people always, even now, talk about how did he get that sound. But, I mean, if you're careful and you zone in, you can get it with the right echo. But mainly it's in the fingers.
Yeah.
Which applies to so many things.
Yeah.
And, Rich, tell us about your vocals. You play guitar as well and you're a singer. So when did you first start off singing?
1975.
Yeah,
I was with the family band The Maze.
Yeah,
and that's still going. But I joined Rich Clifford and the Saddos in 2000.
That's not the name of the band.
2007. But now with the new lineup, of course, with a few changes, Rich Clifford and the Young Ones.
Yeah.
And so, always been interested in a variety of music. But we love Cliff and Cliff and the Shads and Elvis. But I'm more of a Status Quo fan myself.
Well, they're still I've seen them once. They were brilliant, and I know loads of my friends' mothers and fathers go, and they appeal to all generations, because it's one of the gigs you go to and you can get up and join in, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Which what music should be about? Did you watch anything of Glastonbury? Did you watch anything?
Yes.
And what
did
you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
Yep.
I saw Neil Diamond on there. You mentioned him a minute ago.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
A lot, and also The Who.
Yeah.
And I thought when they played, the excitement of those sort of bands, you know, and I don't see it quite so much now, but perhaps I'm a bit jaded with the modern music, I don't know. But, it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it on TV.
So you're more of a bands person than kind of like listening to rap and stuff like that. You're more of like musician, guitarists and drummers.
Yeah, plug it in and play it. That's how I like it.
And now, last time when you came in, we played some songs from the album. Now, you've got... tell us about some of the guys in the band as well, because it isn't just you two. There are a few others. And you do play the Searchers, Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly as well.
Yeah, we're not really... a tribute band as such, although we enjoy playing Cliff and the Shads authentically, but they are increased with the amount in their set is decreasing actually, and because when we go to clubs and they don't want to hear necessarily that all the time, but when we do it definitively.
Yeah.
So we're not a tribute band, but we recreate those sounds and very, very precisely, because I don't look like Hank, poor Hank.
If only he did look like you, life would have been easier for him, I think.
Oh, right.
You know,
that's very good.
Good-looking man, Ernie. He said I had nice eyes last time he came in.
He did.
Yeah, I never forgot that. It's the only compliment I've had this year. I wrote it down.
What did I say?
You said I had nice eyes. He's even forgotten. How rude,
oh, Michelle.
How rude.
Dein Augen ist schön.
I don't even know what that means. That's probably
your eyes are lovely.
Oh, thank you.
That's what I have to tell you. I have to tell your Brentwood listeners that if they were in the studio right now, we're all peeping over TV screens or computer screens and microphones trying to look at each other's eyes.
Yeah, we don't like eye contact in the studio. Now, the first song you're going to do live, this is live with the guys in the studio. Tell us about the song.
Well, it was the big hit that broke Cliff and the Shadows in. They'd had some minor hits, four or five goes at trying to get a hit record, until, of course, they had the big hit with Living Doll.
Yep. And we just got to make sure it's all set up with the microphones in the. I'm just doing the hand signals there, hand gesturing. So this is Rich Clifford and the Young Ones, and this is
Living Doll.
Ready?
Got myself a crying.
Was absolutely fantastic. Thank you for that. That was amazing. So very, very good live, obviously, because you rehearse and you rehearse and you've played for years. Should we say years, Ernie, or not? I'm not upset you.
Well, the band's been together for about 3 years.
Yep.
And we do rehearse, but as we're doing more and more gigs, we don't have to rehearse quite so much.
Yeah.
But what's difficult today is because we're used to electric guitars and valves and things and ECC 83 valves going, and this is a bit of a monster to play these acoustic guitars, you know, so it's a bit of a shock for me.
No, it's great. It didn't hear any. You know, if I try and play, I like the guitar, but it's I can't get the. I'm just not very good with the. You know, it's the bar chords I can't do.
Yes.
You can't get the pressure. How do you? Is it just like practice and practice to get the strength in the hands?
I think when you play a guitar, it's a relaxing thing. It's like almost like having a glass of red wine in a way. Because when you pick up a guitar and you play something and you find you're practicing naturally anyway because you enjoy doing it, so it's just a real pleasure.
Yeah. Well, I like the drums better. What about you, Rich? What do you like? You play the guitar as well?
The whole thing. I am playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So, the listeners need to know I am actually playing, whereas I'm usually just singing with Rich Clifford and the Young Ones. We had to tell you, though, we had the pleasure of rehearsing in the tea room in the Brentwood Centre before we joined you.
Excellent. Were they nice to you in there?
Only were they nice?
Yes. We booked two bottles of Buxton Water and... they were very nice to us, yeah, great.
Michelle, they were left with the choice of coming to listen to us or having a swim.
There's people just floating in the pool at the moment.
Yeah, they said, we'll go for the swimming option.
How cruel. Now, tell us about the rest of the guys in the band. How many's in the band?
There's five of us.
Five of us, yeah.
You both look like we're not sure who's in the band.
Well, sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to use depth.
Yeah.
And right now we're in that kind of situation, aren't we, with depth. But we have... I'll do Bruce, because I can never get Andy's surname done. There's Bruce Wheeler, who's an excellent bass player who plays with the Young Ones. And again, you know, if people come and see us playing the authentic stuff, they'll find that the bass is bang on.
Yep.
Now, you can do Andy.
Andy Trelaw. Trelaw. It sounds like a Cornish name, but he's our powerhouse. But he's... Andy, if you're listening... get better soon, mate, because he's unwell at the moment, about an 8-week recovery. So we're using a great drummer, Big Rick from Burnham.
Yep.
He's a fantastic character and the only guy that can really step in for Andy. So we're very grateful for Rick.
Now, you've got a gig coming up. It's on the 11th of July. It's going to be at the Bardswell. Have you been down there yet to see the club?
No, we haven't. I hope they give us some food and everything.
Oh, they're nice down there. They'll give you food, don't you worry.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you go to places and they don't give you a drink or anything, and we always take our own sandwiches along to these things. Yeah. And some, at the end of the evening, they say, oh, you should have told us you could have had a drink.
Yeah.
So we sit and eat our sandwiches and take our own bottled water and things. So, but we were down at Swallowtails last Saturday, and they were very gracious. I mean, they gave us drinks and they gave us... lovely scampion chips and everything. So they're so welcome.
I hope you're listening to this, the Bardswell Club. You've got that is a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Do you think the message has gone across now, Michelle?
I think it was nice and subtle. There is something online called Bandwitches. I don't know if you've seen it. It's a site. And what bands do is they take pictures. When they go to a venue, they take pictures of who does the best food and the poorest food. And they actually share it with all the rest of the band so people can see what. So if you go to a venue and they give you a rubbish sandwich, they take a picture of it. And it's like jealousy because some people get these massive big catering, you know, things of sandwiches and hot food.
So you can get a taste for that particular place.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just mention, our rhythm guitarist, of course, is what's his
Mick.
name?
That was great.
Mick Norrington, I remember.
Mick Norrington. Yes.
And then there's Geordie, isn't there?
And there's Geordie, yeah. And best wishes to Kay for her recovery as well.
So you're playing at the Bardswell Social Club, and it is on the 11th of July. How much are the tickets?
Ernie?
We don't know. Oh. I mean, all we've done is take the booking, and all we do is arrange the booking, arrange the fee, and then Julian spends a lot of time counting the money.
Let me just have a look. I'll just have a look. If you want to know more details, you know they're online anyway at Bardswell Social Club, and you can find them on Facebook. I'm just going to give you the details. Here we go. And it is 01277 214 057, and if you go to all the W's, the Bardswell club.co.uk, you should be able to find everything there. Now, the events that are coming up, great car park, by the way, just so you're aware, you don't have to worry about your parking. They do a bit of food, and they do the drink prices are really good. The stage is nice as well in there.
Good.
Loads of seating as well.
That's good as well.
Yeah, so you don't want people standing up. Now, I'm just seeing, where are you? Oh, there we go. Now, it doesn't say how much the tickets are. Oh, they're I think they're £7.50, I think they might be. Might be a bit more than that. It doesn't say what the price is. Whatever the price is, you're worth it.
Well, funny enough, when you're talking about a nice stage, one of the stages we were on collapsed. But I think it was just a stage we were going through.
Thank you very much. Now, the next song you're going to play live for us?
Well, of course, giving you a foretaste of Bard's World. Like Ernie said earlier, this is not electric. We don't tend to do things acoustically.
Yep.
But we have got some concerts coming up later in the year, which will probably require an acoustic approach.
Yep.
But for Bard's World, it'll be the completely electric thing. This one is called I Could Easily Fall in Love with You. And I'd ask your listeners to clap and sing along, but they can sing along if they're driving.
Yep.
Probably not good to clap.
No. Okay. Ernie, don't you say anything.
You should tell me that I'll always be the one you'll always love so true. I'd easily, I could easily fall in love with you. It wasn't long ago that I saw you there, but even then I thought I knew that given half the chance I'd on my own somehow. I've been too long by myself. I couldn't feel more lonesome now if I was laid on the shelf. Don't ever change that smile, you're smiling.
Straight into Michelle then when I heard the first bits of that chorus. I
especially
did
for you.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to see both of you guys back in the studio. It's all the www.theyoungonce.co.uk. you can also find the guys on Facebook if you type in the Young Once too. They do have the album. You've got somewhere you've got the Your Only Young Once and A Voice in the Wilderness as well. And you've got the new CD. It's one album, £7, or both albums for £12. And you can contact Julian at julianmay@outlook.com or 07961 869 284, and I will put up the details on the website as well. Is that you two when you were little?
Yes.
Really? Are those your little features when you were little? Oh, bless you both.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was 2 and Ernie was 13.
Yeah. That's a little bit cruel, isn't it? It's a little bit cruel. Thank you for playing live in the studio. It sounded absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. Absolutely note perfect. No mistakes.
Hey. Thank you for having us in.
Yeah. We're well hidden.
You know you won't. You're really good. And don't forget, if you want to get tickets, Bardswell Social Club on the 11th of July, it'll be a really good evening. It isn't just Cliff and the Shadows. It will be the Searchers, Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly as well.
Can I just mention, just in advance for listeners that might be interested in travelling out to the backwoods of the Denji, we're doing a special in concert at Denji Village Hall on the 31st of October. It's just one to make a note of in case they want to travel out. It is a sit-down concert, but we'll be presenting a great show for them.
Excellent. And you do wear, you do dress up for your shows, isn't it? You don't turn up slovenly. You have your nice little jackets on, and it's all very... What are you looking at each other like that
well,
for? That's what you told me before. You wear nice jackets. Now you're going, what are you talking about?
I wear a pink jacket, really smart.
That's it.
Ernie turns up in a frilly frock.
But he does have the legs for it, doesn't he? He really does.
What have you heard?
I've heard lots of stories. Thank you very much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure, and live sound in the studio was amazing, so thank you. And best of luck for the 11th. Yeah,
thank you, and thank you to your listeners.
Thank you. And all the guys and girls in the Brentwood Centre.
Yes.
Who should have given you a free drink.
And the tea room down there. Yeah. And can I just quickly say hello to Graham Harris, who's a songwriter friend of mine from Brentwood. He may well be listening.
Oh.
Graham Harris.
Is he going to come in? Are you coming in, Graham, as well?
Well, he could do. Write some great songs.
Oh, yeah. If we need the vocalist, let us know.
Mm.
Come in, Graham.
Yes, come in, Graham.
Come in, Graham. Radio at phoenixfm.com. Thanks very much to Julian and to Ernie, and we'll see you again soon. Lovely.
Thank you.
Right, 11:52, I'll play some ads and we'll have some travel after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Curtain Call with Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.
This autumn, we are proud to present three great shows. From the 21st of August to the 12th of September, there's rock and roll musical...